The head of the Coast Guard says the country must invest in new icebreakers to meet a predicted increase in Arctic drilling and marine traffic. But he also told a U.S. Senate panel today the Coast Guard needs a lot of ships, and icebreakers aren't the top item on his acquisitions list. APRN's Liz Ruskin reports.
Can two ships be called a fleet? If so, that's the size of the Coast Guard's icebreaking fleet, plus one more that's in the shop and may never return to service. Still, Coast Guard Commandant Paul Zunkoft says he has so few multipurpose cutters that the Coast Guard can only stop 20% of the known drug shipments in the Caribbean and Pacific. The admiral says that allows international crime, terrorism, and human trafficking to flourish with relative impunity.
With our limited arsenal of ships and aircraft, this is truly an issue of capacity. And this is why the offshore patrol cutter is my number one recapitalization priority.
The Coast Guard procurement plan adds 91 new ships to replace an old cutter fleet that's prone to time-sucking breakdowns. Total cost, more than $21 billion. The commandant says if the Coast Guard is going to build icebreakers too, he's going to need a bigger budget. Zunkoff calls it a good investment.
This is part of our national infrastructure, if you will, in terms of our ability to exert influence and sovereignty in the Arctic domain.
Some in Congress have pressed the U.S. Navy to chip in for a new billion-dollar icebreaker. But a Navy official balked last month, telling a House panel the service has its own shipbuilding needs. Senator Dan Sullivan of Alaska chaired the Senate hearing. Sullivan says everyone seems to recognize the need for more icebreakers, but paying for it seems to be a matter of political football.
You know, clearly the Russians in this area are eating our lunch, despite what you mentioned is a country whose size in terms of the economy is well below that of the United States.
Russia is said to have 40 icebreakers. Of those in operation, four are in the heavy-duty class. About half the Russian fleet is medium and small icebreakers that are privately owned. While many of Moscow's ships are reaching the end of their expected lifespan, that country has 11 new icebreakers planned or under construction. Zunkoff says he's still cooperating with his Russian counterparts, so those Russian ships should be considered assets that might be called on to respond to an American search and rescue case.
As we look at what are the real threats as we see in the Arctic, think beyond Vladimir Putin, and the real threats are continue to be safety of life at sea, environmental, the well-being of the indigenous tribes that have lived up in the Arctic region for the millennium.
In the near term, despite the lack of a U.S. Coast Guard port in the Arctic, Zunkoff says they are preparing for the likelihood that Shell will resume exploratory drilling in the Chukchi Sea this year.
And we will have a rotational presence of the Coast Guard cutter Healy, a national security cutter, and a shore-based aviation detachment based in the Arctic region this summer.
The commandant also addressed Alaskan concerns that the seven island-class patrol cutters, now based in Southeast and the Gulf of Alaska, will be replaced by six fast-response cutters. Yes, Alaska would lose a patrol boat, but Zunkoff says the new cutters will be able to operate over more days in harsher conditions and travel further from home. For APRN, I'm Liz Ruskin.